Chof Zayin Adar, revealing the power of concealment. The day of Chof Zayin Adar is not just a date in Lubavitch, it's a title for the dramatic day that was beginning of a new reality for Chassidim. This is the day that the Rebbe had what the doctors call a stroke, and since then, the Rebbe was not heard speaking, and after that, 2 years later, Gimel Tammuz, another step, but the silence, so to speak, of the Rebbe began on Chof Zayin Adar. So Chof Zayin is the number 27. The number 27 in Lashon HaKodesh, Chof Zayin, if you switch letters around, it spells Zach. Zach means refined and purified. And in fact, the Rebbe connects this with the 27th day of the month in a Sicha, Parshas Pekudei Tavshin Nun, which was 2 years to the day exactly before what happened in Tavshin Nun Beis, Chof Zayin Adar. And here, the Rebbe explains that the 27th of the month possesses a special quality. And here I'm quoting the Rebbe, that says, the special quality of scouring and clarification and purification. As is written about the time of the Geula, many will be clarified and whitened and purified, quoting from Daniel. The ultimate scouring and purification is by revealing the intent in the Tzimtzum and concealment of the divine name Elohim itself. That's the Rebbe's quote. So the Tzimtzum means the contraction of godly revelation, the concealment, which is made by the name Elohim. Hashem has many names, the name Elohim is concealment. So now, to understand what the Rebbe is alluding to, we'll have to take a look at what the Rebbe explains earlier in this very same Sicha of, once again, Chof Zayin Adar Tavshin Nun. To summarize what the Rebbe says there, according to Torah, there are seven names of Hashem that one is forbidden to erase due to their holiness. One of them, of these seven names, we primarily relate to two names, Yud Kevavke and Elohim, which represent the revelation of godliness, Yud Kevavke, and the concealment of that revelation, the name Elohim. The name Elohim is the contraction and concealment of godly light. In other words, darkness. We find a pasuk in Tehillim. We find a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Shem Shumagin Havaya Elohim, the sun and its shield, Havaya Elohim. Which is explained to mean that Elohim, the concealment, is like a shield or a filter that reduces the godly revelation of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that the worlds that have been created are not nullified out of existence. According to this, or that the worlds can be created. According to this, the name Elohim, the contraction and concealment of godly light, which we perceive as darkness, is for the sake of being able to reveal godliness within the limited ability of the worlds to receive godly light. You could say like an example of smoked glass, which diminishes the light of the sun, but allows a person to be able to gaze at the sun without being blinded. That's what they tell you to do by a solar eclipse. If you want to look, you have to take something that's going to be like a very strong sunglasses and block the light. So it's a concealment which has the intent of actually revealing the very same thing that it's concealing. But, explains the Rebbe in the Sicha, there's another dimension, which is the quality of Tzimtzum in and of itself. Not for the sake of revelation, rather in and of itself. That contraction and concealment themselves show the completeness of the unlimited Holy One, blessed be He, that He is truly unlimited. He's so unlimited that He can also limit Himself. If He could not limit Himself, He would not be truly unlimited because He would lack the ability to limit Himself. So the power of limitation is part of His unlimitedness. So that Hashem possesses not only the power of unlimited revelation, but also the power of concealment and limitation. And the Rebbe explains that this derives from the level of Hashem's essence, Atzmusoi. Hashem's Atzmus, where the power of infinite revelation can coexist with His power of limitation and concealment, regardless of the fact that they are opposites. And there's a reference, make a reference to the Maimer, Sam Nafshenu B'chaim, Gimel Tammuz Tovshin Nun Tes, that says over there that the Inyan of Tzimtzum for its own sake will only be revealed in the time to come. That's Maimer Amuzgar in parentheses. So thus, from this it comes out, and now again quoting the Rebbe, that the Geula is not only the nullification of the withdrawal and concealment of the world by revealing that the intent of the contraction and concealment is for the sake of revelation. It's not just we're nullifying the concealment. Rather, continues the Rebbe, more than this, we reveal the intent of the withdrawal and concealment itself. Not only do we nullify the inyan of galus by revealing that the concealment of the name Elohim is for the sake of revelation, but more than this, that the galus itself is clarified and is transformed to geula, since we reveal the intent of the Tzimtzum itself, the power of concealment, which is above revelation. Now these are very deep concepts, not easily understood from a short article or certainly from a recording. And we're not attempting to do them justice in this little voice note, but we will try to bring them down to simpler words, which will help us relate to the event of Chof Zayin Adar in Tavshin Nun Beis, and which continues to the present time. Like this. This second aspect of the divine name Elohim, which is the name of darkness and concealment, is its inherent value. Not as it brings about or leads to something else. In other words, we said there's a concealment for the sake of bringing revelation, and then the concealment for the sake of itself. It's not only that the darkness as a vehicle for revealing light and in such a case we must nullify the darkness in order to reach a greater light. Rather, it's the lofty intent within the darkness itself, the power of Hashem's essence to be limited. What does that mean? That we identify and recognize Hashem in the darkness just like we do through His revelations. The darkness remains darkness, but it ceases to darken because we recognize that the darkness itself is part of Hashem, no less than light and revelation. The darkness is, as it says in Tillim, k'chashecha k'oira, the darkness is as light. This is even higher than crying out over the darkness, as there explains in the Maimer Belaila Hahu, which is found in Malukit Dalit, which was edited and released for publication at Purim Tashrin Nun, which was 2 weeks before the Sicha, so that all these ideas are coming out at the same time, that to recognize that the darkness itself is part of Hashem is even higher than crying out over the darkness. In practical terms, we could say it as follows. Following what occurred on Chof Zayin Adar Tavshin Nun Beis, the Hasidim were worried, davening Saint Tilim for the Rebbe's health. There was a great and sudden darkness over Lubavitch. No Farbrengens with the Rebbe, no dollars. And after that came Gimel Tammuz, another step into darkness and concealment. Yet, in the years since then, when the concealment is seemingly greater than before, there's been revealed an even deeper connection to the Rebbe. Previously, the connection expressed itself through the way the Rebbe revealed himself. Then, there was a concealment, and there was a response of crying out over the concealment. But, since then, the Hiskashrus has evolved and come to approach the second level, which the Rebbe mentions, that I mentioned before, that where the concealment itself does not conceal, not that you nullify the concealment, but that can, even within the concealment, it's not concealing the divine presence. What does it mean in practical terms? That the fact that we do not see or hear the Rebbe for so many years, and so we cry to Hashem on this Admosai, nonetheless, it does not obscure our ability to recognize the Rebbe's presence and influence. This comes from Atzmus, meaning our Hiskashrus today is coming from Etzem HaNefesh, the essence of the soul, where the concealment and the darkness themselves are converted to Geula. That the present situation comes to show the power of concealment, which by the Rebbe means that we come to recognize that he is just as effective in his role as Nasi Adur and Mashiach Tzidkenu when we don't see him as when we do see him, when we don't hear him as when we do hear him. So many years have passed, and yet, not only is the Hiskashrus of Chassidim still strong, but each year there are more and more Mikushorim, many of whom were not even born before Chof Zayin Adar. This is Mamish K'chashecha K'oira, the power of concealment which is above revelation. So we've summarized, could say, that nothing was lost on Chof Zayin Adar. On the contrary, we set out on a path of establishing a greater level of connection with the Rebbe, a path upon which we proceed to this very day. We do not need to cry out over the darkness, but rather we need to remind Hashem that just as the power of concealment has an intent of its own, so does the power of revelation. We can now, after Chof Zayin Adar, appreciate the power of concealment, which doesn't actually conceal, but it reveals a deeper level. And therefore, what do we cry out to Hashem? We say to Hashem that we should also have complete revelation, the true and complete Geula with the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach, and we'll gaze upon the beauty of our King. Yechi Adonai Numareinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach L'Yeilum V'Oed.